Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, your local radio station, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. And welcome to a special Father's Day programme. Fatherhood is a very special blessing and privilege, and we hope all you fathers out there agree and keep trying to be the best dad that you can possibly be. However, since I am not a dad myself, I do not feel equipped to say much about fatherhood from the point of view of fathers. However, as the son of a father, I feel much better able to wax eloquently and tell you all about my own dad. I'm very conscious about the danger of being self-indulgent here, but against that, my dad really is a special guy whom you would love to meet, and I'm not really an expert on the subject of anybody else's dad. Maybe in talking personally about my experience of my dad, I can get you to think about your dad. I also want to guide us all to a greater appreciation of God, our Heavenly Father. Here's a song by Rose Marie, which could apply to my dad, or God, or hopefully your dad.
So lucky in my life, you love me as I am. That's all, just as a girl, I ask no more than this. My man and my life, my lover and my friend, my beginning and my end, you're my everything. I love you, and I know you know it. Yes, you should.
Teaching a primary school class when I said to them, think of God being like your father, when one little boy piped up, I hope he's not like my dad. That's so sad, isn't it? But the boy was pleased to learn that God is not like his dad or any other dad. God is the original, archetype, perfect one. Insofar as any dad or person is good, then they're a little bit like God, a faint echo of him. We all hope that you dads will aspire to be more and more like our Heavenly Father God. So let's consider what God and good fathers are like. For one thing, God is our creator and so is our dad. God and dad give us life. Without them, we would not be born, we would not be here. God creates the whole world, the universe, but also each one of us personally. He didn't want a universe without us in it. He didn't have to create us, he just chose to do it freely, out of the goodness of his own heart. That is grace, and we are the beneficiaries. Likewise, our dads did not have to procreate and produce us. So we're eternally grateful to God and our fathers for creating us. Here's a cheeky wee song by Sammy Davis Jr. about creation and procreation.
Daddy started out in San Francisco, tooting on his trumpet loud and mean.
Suddenly a voice said, go forth, Daddy, spread the picture on a wider screen.
And the voice said, Daddy, there's a million pigeons waiting to be hooked on new religions. Hit the road, Daddy, leave your common law wife. Spread the religion of the rhythm of life. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Puts a tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street. Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
To feel the rhythm of life,
to feel the powerful beat,
to feel the tingle in your fingers,
to feel the tingle in your feet.
Daddy, go, 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 go.
Daddy spread the gospel in Milwaukee. Took his walkie-talkie to Rocky Ridge.
Blew his way to Canton, then to Scranton, till he landed under the Manhattan Bridge.
Daddy was a new sensation, got himself a congregation, built up quite an operation down below.
With the quiet piper blowing, while the musket bell was flowing, all the cats were go-go-going
down below.
Daddy was a new sensation, built up quite himself a congregation, with the quiet piper and operation.
Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Flip your wings and fly to Daddy. Fly, fly, fly to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy. Take a dive and swim to Daddy.
Swim, swim, swim to Daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
Hit the floor and crawl to Daddy.
Split it, split it, split it. And the rhythm of life is a powerful beat. Put the tingle in your fingers and a tingle in your feet. Rhythm in your bedroom, rhythm in the street.
Yes, the rhythm of life is a powerful beat.
Both God and our dads provide us with a family. When born, we soon realize we're not the only ones. We're born into families, communities, a human race, the family of God. The last book in the Old Testament, Malachi chapter 2, says, "Don't we all have the same father? Didn't the same God create us all?" Folks say we're all Jock Tamson's bairns. Well, who is this Jock Tamson? Surely he is God. It is God who is the Father of every created being. Psalm 68 verse 5 says, God is the Father of the fatherless, which is a roundabout way of saying that no one is fatherless because God is everyone's Father. Jesus said that when we pray, we should say, Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. And all who can pray together, Our Father, are surely brothers and sisters. Here's a song about belonging together to the same Father God. It's by Tom Ingalls.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Our Father, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily Yes, we forgive the one who sins against us. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your holy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is.
Gods and dads provide for and protect and nurture us. Long ago, people could accept that God creates and is a father in the paternity sense, but they could not accept the idea of God as father in the sense of a loving, caring, nurturing, relating person, dealing with people personally and intimately. This was a new Christian teaching which shocked the world. Almighty God was okay, but Heavenly Father was shock news. Jesus went so far as to say that we should think of God as Abba, Father. Abba is an Aramaic word, and Jesus spoke Aramaic in the house. It was the first word of a toddler. It was probably Jesus' first words speaking to his dad, Joseph. Abba is Dada or Daddy. Can you think and speak of God in such intimate personal terms? Michael Card can.
Thing to be adopted by a king, to know love that crowns and crucifies. And when your spirit moves, I breathe a prayer to you. I cry not from my mouth, but from the heart, because the Spirit came. I can use your holy name, the tender name a son could only use. Abba, Father, Abba, Father. Since that word became your covenant name. Abba,
God and fathers champion our cause. Fathers like God himself look after their children. They are our champions. They fight for us. When I was in secondary school, it was basically comprehensive education. All the classes were equally composed of mixed abilities, but there were two streamed classes. I was not selected for the two better classes. My father immediately went to see the head teacher to ask why I had not got into the top two classes. The head teacher said to him that I was just on the borderline, but since he had shown initiative and come to see him, he would put me into one of the stream classes after all. My dad's visit tipped the balance, and I knew I'd got in by the skin of my teeth, so I worked very hard to make up for my lack of genius. I took my second chance, which Dad had won for me, and I went on to graduate three times at three universities. God and Dad can make all the difference in a young child's life when they champion our cause.
The world is looking for a hero. We know the greatest one. The mighty ruler of the nations, King of kings and Lord of lords, who took the
stranglehold of sin. Through Jesus' love we fear no evil. Powers of darkness flee from him. His light will shine in every nation. A soul.
God and fathers do things together with their offspring. When I look back in my childhood and think about my father, several memories come to mind, such as getting a ride on his motorbike, playing football with him in the playing field. The other boys' dads didn't kick footballs with them, but my dad did with me. We also played golf together with my Uncle Gilbert. And we used to go to Pittodrie in Aberdeen to watch the Dons, our football team. Most of all, however, we went to church together, every Sunday. Whatever ups and downs in life, one thing was sure and steadfast. Our family walked along to church, always 1 minute late, went in the same order, my sister Audrey, my mum, me, and lastly my dad. We always sat in the front row, and we all came back in the afternoon for Sunday school. Every evening we had family worship time together with a cup of Horlicks, a reading from the children's Bible, singing a few choruses, and all of us chipping in a wee spontaneous prayer. These were the foundations of my faith. Years later, my dad changed jobs from being a fish salesman in Fraserburgh to being a minister in Motherwell, Newart Hill to be precise, and I grew up to be a minister too. Thanks, Dad, for taking the time to be with me and helping to shape me. Soul sculpture takes time and hard work. Now, in later life, there's a bit of role reversal, and it's my turn to pay back my debt of gratitude. Dad was busy then, I am busy now. It never is easy. But love finds a way for quality time, as Harry Chapin sings now.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man. Coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. My son turned 10 just the other day. He said, thanks for the ball, Dad, come on, let's play. Can you teach me to throw? I said, not today, I got a lot to do. He said, that's okay. He walked away, but his smile never dimmed. Said, I'm gonna be like him. Yeah, you know I'm gonna be like him. And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, Dad, I don't know when, but we'll get together then. You know we'll have a good time then. Well, he came from college just the other day. So much like a man, I just had to say, son, I'm proud of you. Can you sit for a while? He shook his head and he said with a smile, what I'd really like, Dad, is to borrow the car keys. See you later, can I have them, please? And the cat's in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue and the man on the moon. When you're coming home, son, I don't know when, but we'll get together then, Dad. You know we'll have a good time then.
Another thing about God and fathers, they are our role models. They teach us all kinds of skills and lessons in life. They impart to us their wisdom from their own experience over the years. Bits of advice like, when you get tired of wine, woman and song, son, stop singing. No, my dad didn't say that, I'm just kidding. But he did give me lots of good advice, which has saved me a lot of hassle and grief over the years. Dads lead and guide. They lift you up when you're feeling down, and they calm you down when you're getting too high. They comfort you when challenged and challenge you when comfortable. They lift our chins but keep our feet on the ground. Above all, God, our Heavenly Father, and our earthly fathers are our role models. God can live with that strain, but our dads feel the pressure sometimes, as Alfie Bow concedes here. But Alfie, see it as a glorious opportunity rather than a heavy responsibility.
In my daughter's eyes, I am a hero. I am strong and wise, and I know no fear. But the truth is plain to see, she was sent to rescue me. I see who I want to be in my daughter. In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world's at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I'm weak. I find reason to believe in my daughter's eyes. And when she wraps her hand around my finger, always puts a smile in my heart, everything becomes a little clearer. I realize what life is all about. It's hanging on when your heart has had enough. It's giving more when you feel like giving up. I've seen the light. It's in my daughter's eyes.
And God and fathers let their birds fly the nest. One of the hardest things for parents is to let the birds fly the nest. After spending 15 years telling them that they're a big boy or a big girl now, parents spend the next 15 years getting their head round that truth. God did not create us as robots, but as free-thinking, independent-minded individuals. God gives us breathing space to make our own decisions and mistakes. Dads and mums have to do that too, but it's not easy for them. My dad and mam have been great at letting me flex my muscles and fly around the world and make my own way in the world. Dad tells me about the day I left home to go to university as a student. I was skipping on ahead, focused on moving forward into my new life as a student in the Hall of Residence. He was walking behind me, laden down with my suitcases, and with a heavy heart, thinking that things will never be the same again. My wee boy is flying the nest. He had a tear in his eye, which I never noticed, because I was so intent on my flying high. This is Charlie Lansborough singing A Father's Song. He knows exactly what we're saying.
Just recently I was talking to our Jamie and I said to him, do you know, if I were you, James, I'd consider emigrating to Australia. I think there's more prospects for you with your talents there at present than there are here. Thelma was horrified. Don't be telling him that, she said. And although I too would be devastated to think of him, Louise and little Jacob on the other side of the world, I was trying to think unselfishly, and that perhaps he would have better opportunities in a young Australia. This song is a father saying to his son or his daughter, listen, I understand you've got to go. Go with my blessing. But always remember that wherever you are, I love you.
You're going soon. You're leaving me. There's a world out there that you have to see. So many things too good to miss. But when you're gone, always remember this. Whatever the time, whatever the place, whether there's tears in your eyes or a smile on your face, I'll still be here as you follow your stars. But wherever you are, I'll be loving you. I can't make you stay. I know you must be on your way. Can't keep you here against your will. You need to see what lies beyond the hill. You're free to go, have no regrets. So fly away, but don't forget. Whatever the time, whatever the place, whether there's tears in your eyes or a smile on your face, I'll still be here as you follow your stars. But wherever you are, I'll be loving you. Wherever you are, I'll be loving you.
One last thought. God and good fathers are faithful and always there for us. In a world of fast-moving flux and change, in a world of letdowns and broken relationships, in a world which can tempt us to cynicism and distrust, one thing stands sure and steadfast, an anchor to the soul in the swirling tides, and that is the Rock of Ages himself, and our human dependable rocks, our fathers. We can always turn to God in prayer, and we can turn to Dad more visibly and tangibly. We may experience God's love and wisdom and comfort through our dads. I leave you with this last song by Wendy Gracie. It's a picture of us walking together with God or with our dad, sharing our deepest intimate thoughts and feelings. What a privilege. So thanks, Dad, for everything. And thanks, God, too, for yourself and for giving us our dad.